Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we triple your impact per engineer. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, advisor and consultant to tech executives worldwide, and our subject today is seeing red. Before I get into that, let me ask you here real quick for your opinion. I'm considering holding an in-person masterclass event for tech leaders, and currently I'm torn between London or Milan. Timing would probably be early July. If either or both pique your interest, please let me know. You have my email in the show notes, and it would really help me decide because I'm pretty torn. I like both places. Now, on to the show. Seeing red. In my line of work, it is actually not that infrequent that I all of a sudden get a text message or a phone call from one of my clients who are pretty pissed and they want to get my opinion. Now, these actually are the people who at least are capable already of spotting that they are getting angry, and maybe it's a good chance to use their advisor or coach and hear another person's opinion. If you find yourself rushing to action when you're seeing red, that's a tougher situation that you need to start working on. And I always tell people, you don't want to act impulsively, especially if you're angry, especially if you think that someone is being really wrong. Unless this is a do or die situation, you have to act immediately. You are pretty much always better off taking a few minutes or hours to cool off and think. Now, whenever I get these calls, I start hearing the story being told. What I start doing is I start with a lens of, I'm going to assume that the other person is perfect. There's nothing wrong with them. Given that assumption, can I come up with reasons as to why this has happened and why my client is now angry without putting the blame on the other person necessarily? And this is somewhat of a trivial way of doing it. I guess I picked up the habit where in the Israeli intelligence corps, they tell you that you always want to test your assumptions. And this is something I'm very used to doing. And actually, my wife, who is also a coach, has picked up that I do this and said that during her certification, this was something that they were taught to do. So I guess some people do it more natively than others, but I take that as an example that we can all learn to do that. Now, all of this to say that I won't say that every time, but probably 80% of the times when a client calls up and they're all angry and pissed off, and I just start doing this, asking, you know, maybe that other person didn't realize that this was so urgent, or maybe they communicated it in a way that they thought was good enough, but there's a miscommunication here, or maybe you need to check your spam folder, you know, whatever. And when I make those assumptions, 80% of the time, the other person at least ends the conversation thinking, maybe I need to think about this some more. Maybe I need to ask a few questions before rushing into conclusions. And a lot of the times, those extra questions, that ability to put off our anger for a few more minutes, ends up creating a healthier situation because we are capable of asking these questions and learning whether truly someone made a mistake because of what we think they did. Maybe they didn't even make a mistake. Maybe the mistake is yours. And also, it means that even if that person made a mistake, you are more likely to enter that conversation from a point, which I think is healthier, a point of giving candid feedback and helping them grow, as opposed to rushing in as someone who's ultra angry and just pounding at the person and telling them what they did wrong and how could they do that, because people are less likely to learn from the latter. I'm guessing you'll agree. So, this short episode is to help you realize that when you're seeing red, you shouldn't act immediately. You should take the time and do this practice of thinking about what would a perfect person do that might still lead to this mistake happening. And now, Some of you might have someone else to talk to. Maybe it's a colleague, maybe it's a friend, maybe you have a coach. Reach out to them at these critical points, because I think this is also a growing opportunity for you personally to realize where you might be trigger happy, where you might have these knee-jerk reactions that you need to learn to control better. Lastly, this is, again, whenever we're talking about capabilities, this is one of those points where even if you are really good at this already, you should consider maybe this is something that you need to do active coaching for. Do you have people in your team who are not doing this good enough, who need this extra help to realize when they are seeing red and they are rushing to conclusions? This is extremely useful, of course, to anyone, not just to leaders. I've worked with lots of individual contributors who needed that as well. But let's start with the key points in your org chart, which are you and your managers. That's it for this week. Thank you for joining me. As always, if you haven't yet, do subscribe to my newsletter. It's the best online newsletter for tech executives, and actually where I shared my initial thought about holding this masterclass. We have a bunch of worldwide locations, and those people there, those people in the know, have helped me focus on two locations, London and Milan. Next time, if you want to have more influence, you can subscribe there and help me from there. But right now, if you can take a minute and let me know what you would rather, again, a link to my email is in the show notes, and you can use that same email address if you have any questions or comments. I'm always happy to hear from listeners. That's it for this week. Thank you. Talk to you soon.